coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And my friends, buckle up, buckle in. It's going to be a fantastic show today. I can never get things right the first time, can I? Yeah, little wires hanging here and there. Hair and makeup non-existent, as if I need it, right? Folks, welcome to the Hagman Report. Today is Wednesday, June 19, 2024. Is this Juneteenth? I'm just asking. I don't know. I am so absolutely sick and tired of the communist left in this country attempting to destroy this country. And we've got a jam-packed show for you with a lot of information that really ties history into current events. I'll tell you what, this is going to be an extremely important show. Riding with me today, of course, is none other than Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. Before I get to him, I just want to thank you, the listeners, the viewers, and the supporters of this program, the people who take the time to subscribe to our Rumble channel. As we slowly rebuild from 250,000 subscribers, and then we were taken off air, taken off of YouTube, that communist pig running that whole platform. And Facebook, of course, the communist pigs there, and the communist pigs elsewhere that want to censor and shut us down. We will not shut up. We will not shut down. In fact, we're going to double down. So this is going to be a high-intensity, absolute information-packed show. Before I get to it, again, thank you for the support. Thank you for following us on the various social media platforms. And even though we don't post a lot on other platforms, on X we do. But you know what? No one sees it. You know why? Because we're shadow banned there. Randy Taylor, he doesn't even exist. If you think censorship has been solved, no. They're doubling down. I like that new lower third. You didn't think I'd notice, did you? Yeah, there you go. I also want to thank those companies who support us by way of sponsorship, including and especially chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Look, I got to tell you something. I am so into this that it's, as well as other things, but this especially, you know, Chuck Norris, you wonder what happened to me. Do you know he's making another movie right now? The guy's 80 flipping 1 years old, man. I'm telling you. I saw a recent video that he made, and I was absolutely shocked. Again, in his 80s, still kicking people's behinds and working out, staying active. What's even more shocking, if you look at him, he appears even stronger than he was 10 years ago. I can say this because I've seen it. He's got plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. You know, he did this by making just one change. He said he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing, too. She never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and has energy all day. Folks, look, you know, watch this video, okay? Now, I'm not big on videos unless they're research videos, but this, to me, is a research video. And I watched this, and I followed through on this. I want you to do the same. Watch this video. It explains everything. Go to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Click the link below in the description in the box there. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Click the link in the description below to watch a video now. All you got to do is watch a video and then follow through with it. You're not going to believe how simple this is. Just a reminder, again, Chuck, 81 years old, and yet he's got more energy than most people on the planet. He discovered he can create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that could sabotage our body as we age. And you know what? I was doing all of them. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description below, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. All right. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate you doing that. But here's the thing. You know, the thing. The big talk inside the Beltway. And I'm pretty excited because I've renewed some sources or acquaintances slash sources. One in particular I've renewed, and I've been able to talk with this individual who's close to many of the political live wires inside the Beltway. Not that that's really a great thing, but it is when you want information. And, of course, if you watch other alternative media shows, you know there's something afoot. Right now, there's something afoot. You can feel it in your bones. Folks, really, there's no turning back to the U.S. that once was. I don't believe that's possible. I believe we can get close. And I believe that many people, the America that once was, considered like under Eisenhower, during that glorious time in the 50s. You know, people look at the halcyon days as, oh, that was just a fantastic time. Well, in a way it was. You know, when Leave It to Beaver was on, Father Knows Best, and there was a nuclear family. Yes, in a cultural sense, we were leading the world culturally. But the left, the communist left, took that time, and it took really from, oh goodness, from the early 20th century into the mid-20th century to infiltrate every institution across our government. And that happened as well with Eisenhower. And you think Eisenhower was a great guy? Well, look up Eisenhower, look up his Executive Fifth Amendment, for example. Look that up. Look at the infiltration, the communist infiltration during that time. Look at our appeasement. And this goes back to FDR, Truman, Eisenhower, and so on. Okay. Look at the advances made by the communist left. And the reason I bring that up is that has set the stage for where we're at today. And on the surface back then, things, like I said, if you were watching Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best and Hazel and all those great shows on television and eating dinner. You were not permitted, nor did we really have the technology that we have today to watch the behind-the-scenes things that happen. The reason I bring this up is that really set the stage. And I'm a big, by the way, proponent of Senator Joseph McCarthy. McCarthy was absolutely dead nuts accurate in his work back then. M. Stanton Evans had done a tremendous expose on Joseph McCarthy. And then if you compare that with Diana West's work, American Betrayal, and then if you also, for extra credit, want to go back even further into the 60s, a book by John Stormer written, None Dare Call It Treason. And then if you want to come back even further to present day, Diana West, A Red Thread, and that talks about the communist element that went against Donald Trump. It is a war that we find ourselves in today. Now, there's a couple of, as I attempted to really describe yesterday, and this is what RT, Randy Taylor, myself, we're going to be giving you the meat today. What is happening right now is we're being set up for a great fall. And that great fall is going to take place between now and the election, and then another event, series of events, or potential events from the date of election through the date of inauguration, and then post-inauguration. I'm telling you right now, you will look back at today when we have Russian ships and subs 90 miles off our coast as the good old days. Because what's coming, what they, the communist left globalist pieces of crap out there, what they have got planned for you is to kill you. First of all, they want to silence you. Then they want to destroy you. And then they don't give a crap if you live or die. They would prefer you die. And that's what their goal is. And you can see this play out in so many areas. I'm going to tell you right now, it was 2015-ish, no, 2013, 2014, when we had the Northeast Intelligence Network, we were absolutely the first website on GoDaddy to be given 48 hours to get our content off GoDaddy. I got a notice. They said, "You're out. We're not hosting your website anymore." That was 10 plus. I'm going to say that was 10 years ago. I don't know the exact date. I remember working in a hotel in, I think it was New Jersey. That's just outside of New York City. And I was talking on the phone with Stan. "Hey, Stan, Stan Dale, how do I transfer to another web hosting company? My dad, and he worked his tail off to help me. God bless that man." But that was the first time. And I asked for a reason. I asked for a reason why. GoDaddy said, "Well, because you violated our community standards in terms of service." I said, "Where?" And essentially the response I got back is, "We don't have to tell you." That was before anyone else was banned. And I warned back then it was coming. This is not about me. I'm using that as an example. And then, of course, I got banned off Twitter. I got banned off Facebook, which, again, thank you. Thank you. And then YouTube, thank you, because you're all communist punks. And I'll tell you something else. If there is a war, then we are coming after you. And there will be a war if this continues. And I don't see any sign of it stopping. Now, what we have today, when you look at history during the 50s and see the groundwork being laid, the infiltration, and compare it to today, look back into the early teens, the Obama years, and seeing the groundwork that was laid there, see what happens today. You had, of course, the Russian dossier, which was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, by the DNC, which, by the way, was an improper bookkeeping error, the same type that Donald Trump was charged with by Alvin Twinkie's faggot Bragg. I'll never step foot in New York City ever, or the five boroughs of New York ever again. I pulled my company out of New York City. I had an office in New York. I pulled it out. 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I will never do business in New York. And if at all possible, I will drive around the state of New York. I'll never step foot in the state of New York again. And most assuredly not the city. But we have to get serious. You and I, all of us, we have to get really damn serious and understand where we're at right now, because they have declared war on us. They, the communist pig, the communist pigs, plural, that have that are attempting to destroy our nation right now. And I mentioned yesterday, I'll say it again, I say it all the time, Andrew Breitbart, politics is downstream from culture. Our culture, we have culture rot in this country. And I'm going to show you culture rot. Yeah. Do you know what happened at the White House yesterday? You remember, by the way, that tweet or X or whatever that they call them now by Joe Biden, decency is on the ballot. I'm going to show you decency. We are going to show you decency. You got to be out of your flipping mind. And right now, days, July 1st, Steve, and the weaponization against President Trump, the weaponization is coming against all of us by the Department of Justice or the Department of Injustice. Merrick Garland, that garden gnome piece of crap, should go right to freaking jail. Right now. Why? Well, hey, for the same thing Steve Bannon has to report on July 1st to jail for. For what Peter Navarro is in jail for. Who else should be in jail? Oh, that's right, Eric Holder. His contempt charge. Eric Holder. Did he go... Eric, is he in jail? What, did he go to jail? Eric, no. No, Eric said no. Why not? Merrick Garland should go right to freaking jail. I'm going to show you this real quick, and then I'm going to bring RT on so I don't have a stroke right now. I'm going to try to do my best Biden thing. Here's Joe Biden. Joe, hey. Don't do that. Don't drop a deuce, Joe. And I'm going to do my best Biden imitation. By the way, before I get to that, the talk of the town, I was talking about the insider, the talk of the town, is Charlie Spearing's report in the Daily Mail about the replacement of Biden. You know, next week they're having, like Eric the Tech and I were talking after the show yesterday about selling tickets to the debate, right? Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, holy crap. The debate between Biden and Donald Trump. You got to be kidding me. No notes. That advantage Trump. No notes. Mute the mic. Mute mics. Really at the discretion of the moderators. Advantage Biden. Just no audience. Advantage Biden. That way he can't, you know, be frozen by the crowd. So many other things. They know the guy is not right. The guy is as noodles for brains. Overcooked pasta. There it is, Daily Mail, Charlie Spearing. Secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed. How Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president. No, not the aging president. The guy is not there.
He's aged.
Oh, he's, yeah. But which Biden? I don't know. You would think that if they would have more than one Biden, they could slip one in. Maybe the State of the Union Biden. That's a little better. But anyway, listen to me. Why do you think next week, why do you think they're having, and never before in history, in recent modern political history, has a debate been scheduled in June, ever? Why? Why do you think that is? I'll tell you why. Because they will assess, number one, They will assess Biden's performance based on an extremely low bar for Biden. And if he falls, which I guarantee you, the guy will not be able to handle himself or will stroke out because of the drug cocktail they're going to give him. But they want him gone. You heard Joel Gilbert on this platform saying, look, they're going to replace Biden. That was a year ago. Joel Gilbert still stands by his, hey, it's Michelle Obama. Which brings me to this. Can we play that short clip RT sent? Okay, hang on. RT, hold on a second. And then you can save me from stroke here. My doctor said, I walked in my doctor's office last time. He said, I'm surprised you're still alive. And of course, he's a friend of mine. We were kidding around. He said, I saw you on one of your broadcasts. And he said, man, you were spitting and sputtering and didn't look too good that one broadcast. I said, I'm all right, man. My blood pressure was way up there. And he said, take it easy now. So can we get that up there? Because I want to show you this. Dan Bongino said this too. You watch this. Jimmy Kimmel, Joseph Biden in the center, and Obama. Okay, right there. If you can go back a little bit. Sorry about that. I don't mean to make you do all kinds of stuff, Eric the Tech, but okay. Now, here's Dan Bongino's argument. And I'm glad you froze it right there. And I agree with this. First of all, Biden was frozen by the crowd for 8 seconds. You can count them in the actual video. 8 seconds. Watch the way or look at the manner in which Obama grabbed the arm of Joe Biden. He didn't walk or take that extra step to Biden and kind of put his arm around his shoulder and say, come on, bud, let's go. No, he grabbed his arm. That was a power move. And the reason, so you take that and you compare it with the article that's in the Daily Mail that they want to replace him because he's outlived his usefulness. The guy can't even get the instructions right in his ear. He's fighting the marionette strings. So they've got to replace him, which is why June 27th, that's why the debate is so early. There's no other reason. Because they're going to replace him. And according to my sources in D.C., yes, Kamala Harris, Camel Toe Harris, Knee Pads Harris. She's got Willie Brown still stuck in her throat. Is going to take over the state of California. That's their plan. And bring in Newsom. And if they can't get Newsom, I believe it fully. Yeah, Michelle Obama is it. But look at that. That is a deliberate move. Now, again, he could have taken one Obama. Looking at that, he could have taken one or maybe one and a half steps to his right, our left, and kind of, did it a little bit differently. Now, that's what you do to a 3 or 4 year old in a supermarket or a shopping place to make sure they don't wander off. And this is what the left says is absolute dis or misinformation. You're not seeing this. This did not happen. Well, it sure as hell did happen. No, it didn't happen. And Bongino yesterday was talking about the jump cuts that were being made. And that's what's being plastered all over the media. And I saw a comment. Look, I love the comments on Rumble. Okay, I engage with people on Rumble. Thank you. I actually pinned a comment early this morning about on Rumble. Listen to me. I don't watch TV, so it doesn't matter. You know what? You may not watch TV. You might not have a TV, but others do. And I watch this. Randy Taylor watches this, so you don't have to. But this is what's being pushed down the throat of the American public. And I'm sick and flipping tired of people. And in fact, yesterday, I don't want to mix this up. Julie Kelly had a tremendous thread about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. But I'm not sure if it was within that context or with another one where, no, it was a different one, where the media does not want you to post this misinformation, these clips, because it's misinformation. They don't want you to do it. So do it 50 times, do it 10 times, do it 100 times. Get your friends to do it. Shove it down their throats. Make them gag on it. Randy Taylor, come in here. How you doing?
I'm thinking about what kind of civil disobedience I can engage in.
I got some ideas. We'll talk.
How you doing, buddy?
Sorry to make you wait, man. I had to get that off my chest.
And that's fine. That gives me a little bit of time to gather some thoughts.
Well, think away and speak away.
Okay. I don't think Obama is going to put Michelle Obama in for her own safety. I had information from people that are tied in and were protecting Obama. I'm not going to say who, but he had more death threats than any other president ever.
Okay. All right.
Can you imagine him putting his wife in there? I'll be honest with you, I don't think she's that damn bright, Doug.
Well, she's not. It's not.
I honestly think they're going to either try and peddle Gavin Newsom or they'll actually come back with Nancy Pelosi. That's just what I think.
Pelosi,
in my opinion, is the closest thing to a qualified candidate that they have. You know what I'm saying? She's been in D.C. slugging it out for centuries. she beat Christopher Columbus.
Ever since she was up in San Francisco, mayor of San Francisco and council, I can't remember. But she was big in politics in San Francisco.
As far as regular civilians, the most interesting thing I'm seeing is the time that Obama is spending with particular people is George Clooney and Tom Hanks and also Spielberg. We're seeing an awful lot of pictures, photos, comments, things like that, that are drifting around. And they're very recent photos. We're talking photos that were, posted. They were taken one day, posted the next day. We've been seeing a lot of that the last 90 days. So it's up in the air. You know what? And that's not saying that they won't put Michelle Obama in there. I just don't think. One, I don't think America's going to buy that. She'd have the most piss poor turnout in voting that they could ever have.
Plus, she wants a coronation, not an election or not an inauguration, but a coronation. I have to agree with you on that.
I don't think at this point in time that overseas leaders are going to show her much respect. My opinion. I just think that when it comes to that, she drops the ball. She's not, Melania Trump has something going for her. other people, and Pelosi, she's got something going for her. This right here, this is about as token of a candidate as you could get would be Michelle Obama.
And I will say this for what it's worth, just for your information, according to my source, and this was also discussed in the media, the Obamas and the Bidens hate each other with a passion.
I understand that, yes.
Go ahead.
I had heard that before.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of love lost there. So, and you know, when people see Biden and him together, Biden is like a placeholder. You know what I mean? That's all he's served for the last few years. I know in my soul that we're going into a very, very dangerous time in our history. That's going to be our history. Okay. We're in a very dangerous. People are feeling very desperate. The tone has changed across the board. Especially if we follow social media, like you and I dabble in there, look around. We may not post a bunch, but we sure listen to a lot. We see a lot.
And you know what? I'm ready for war. I don't know about you, but I am ready for war. I am ready to start kicking ass and taking names.
I wrote down while you were talking here, and I circled it. I wrote down, I don't want war. However, I won't run from it.
There you go.
I won't. I'm, you know what? If you're going to bring it, then bring the best. You know, I'm a stubborn old bastard. I know that. And I'm only going to get more stubborn as I get older. And I'm sick and tired of the fact that when I went in the military, and this is no joke, back in the 70s and 80s, if you went in the military, okay, the unnamed always enemy was Russia. Okay, we were in the Cold War. When I was in, we were in the Cold War, locked into it, boom, dun, dun, dun. Okay, now the communists are on the ballots. We were training day and night to kill these people and protect our country, protect our constitution, protect our way of life. That's it. That was your mission. That was your goal. Now, of course, mine turned into other things, but I'm just saying, as a whole, of the military, all the way up to the jets flying for the Navy, it was always Russia or an affiliate of Russia are the bad guys. And Doug, now they're literally on our ballots. And this is the craziness of all this. This is ludicrous. And the as you mentioned earlier, there was, you know, they had their time to make their move, and they made it. And we went straight into our institutions of education. And this is back in the 70s, you know, I'm going to say partially in the 60s, but definitely in the 70s, right on. And it got stronger as it went up into the 80s and the 90s, and we find ourselves where we're at today. And these people have nothing but gained momentum, these communists. They have gained momentum. And they've try to remake their image, and they've got pretty words and pretty things and pretty that, when people fail to look at when countries like Stalin, you know, the leader of Stalin was in charge. We're talking millions and millions of people dead. Nobody seems to grasp that. When you talk about a million people dying because of a leader, man, that's horrifying. That is awful. And why? Why in heaven's name would you want to put your kids into that situation? And I think what it is, it's like selling the used car. They focus on what works and not what's wrong with it. You know, period. And that's how they sell it. And I think the biggest thing that they use, because it's mostly the younger generation. You and I and our generations and older, they wouldn't vote for a communist, period. If there was nothing but communists on the ballot, we wouldn't vote. Okay, period. We wouldn't have anything to do with it. But what they've done with these kids is they've created generations and generations of kids that feel they're entitled to something. this self-entitlement, this instant gratification. And it's a curse, because when they're talking about that and they're looking at their parents and they're driving Beamers and they can't even go out and buy a house right now, they come to hate our generations. And what the communism has is, this is free. This is free. This is free. Your medical? Well, it's paid for. It's free. Food? Oh, then no worries. Your food will be paid for. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, it's a collectivism.
And it's stupid. Right. And it's the children. Okay, they're being the stupid ones and actually buying into this. Because at your age and my age and anybody that I know, we know that that's crap. It doesn't work that way. But they managed to sell it, Doug. And you've got to give them that. We're not up against a bunch of dummies, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, I appreciate that analysis. And I have to go back and agree with you. I do think the tokenism aspect of Michelle Obama on the ballot. Yeah, I get that. You know, I waver back and forth, but I do believe that they have to replace Biden. Or if they don't, then I also suspect, or that maybe it's not an either or, maybe it's and, you know, maybe there's an and there. I think they have to take us to war, because Gerald Celeni, you know, when all else fails, they take us to war. So maybe we might be in a war footing. That could raise the numbers enough, or something would happen to take our critical infrastructure down, especially with the illegals coming in. But hold that thought for a second, because early on I was talking about decency being on the ballot. This is what, you know, if you who are listening out there and watching this, if you supported and voted for Biden over Trump, if you consciously did that because you felt Trump's mean tweets were just a bridge too far, or his lack of gravitas, right?
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to show you. This is cut. This is a thread. I'm going to call it cut 7. It's in the show notes of the Hagmann PI. And by the way, folks, Hagmann PI, featured in Wisconsin Christian News. Please donate, subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News, wisconsinchristiannews.com. But anyway, here's cut 7. This is what you get. This is what you're responsible for. And while the world is burning, this is what's happening at the White House. Randy, I don't know whether you saw this. I had to verify that this was real. I mean,
that's how ridiculous it is.
I actually thought even this, they wouldn't even do this. Watch this. And folks, watch this. This is, by the way, this is second only to, are you ready for this, folks? Boofing. If you've never heard of the word boof, or the word boofing is a verb, the state of Maine, because they love you so much, the commie bastards up there, this is the state of Maine, you know, the home of Stephen King, right?
Yeah.
They're offering an alternative. If you can't find a vein when you're injecting the drugs into yourself, you can go to these centers and they give you a kit so you can boof. You want to know what boofing is? Is you take a syringe and you stick it up your ass.
Oh.
Okay. With lube, state supplied lube, and you inject the drugs that way.
Wow.
But I digress, because wait a second. This is what went on at the White House, and again, I had to verify this, and I saw this, and my head hurt, and I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, so I did both, and here it is. Look at this thread. Cut 7. Let's go with the thread first, and then you can click on the video, right? Okay, so we'll go with the thread. Watch this, Randy. Hang on. It's coming. Or see this or whatever. And tell me if you... So, White House host Van Ness sparks debate. White House has been criticized for hosting an event featuring transgender advocate Jonathan Van Ness, sparking a debate about the administrator's priorities and the authenticity of the video. Again, I'd love so much for this to be a spoof. Not a boof, but a spoof. Go ahead and scroll down and...
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see this?
I saw inside where they were shaking hands.
Okay.
I thought, because I only caught the side of it, and I thought it was somebody dressed like Jesus.
Yeah, it looks like.
At a glance.
Then I realized
it's a guy in a dress, and he's got a beard. He's not even trying to be feminine. I'm like,
Yes, but go ahead and is there a video? The video you're referencing. Look at this. Look at this.
Hi. Hi. Talk.
Okay. This is the faggotry that they're trying to push down our throats.
Yeah, right there is what I saw.
Okay. Let's play that one. This is Camel Toe Harris with this.
And knowing nothing about this and going to just glancing at this, you can see how I thought it was Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody was imitating Jesus here. That's the only reason I clicked on it.
This is blasphemous.
Is it horrible? And how can Harris, this is the second in command of the most powerful country in the world, and this is what we're showing our enemies?
World is burning.
We are fruitcakes, man. Yeah. They're laughing at us so bad overseas.
Folks, this is not a spoof. Go ahead, or a boof. Go ahead and click that video. Okay, can you scroll down to this one here? This is what I saw. This is the first video I saw, Randy, and I thought, okay, no. Now, I've been inside the White House press room. Okay, and by the way, it stinks. It literally stinks.
Okay. It smells like CNN armpits.
You ever smell decomp? Well,
a few times.
Yeah. Go ahead and hit this, and then... Go ahead.
Welcome today, everyone, to the White House. I'd like to briefly answer some questions. Go ahead, I'm ready.
JVN.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that it's all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow-up question. Do you use your own products?
I do use JVN hair, actually exclusively for over 4 years. Next question.
Is it true Karamo is your favorite member of the Fab Five?
I can confirm that Karamo Brown is my favorite member of the Fab Five. I also have a very strict rule that if I'm only with one of our castmates, they are, in fact, my favorite.
Randy.
I don't have no words, sir. I don't. I can't believe they've made such a joke out of the White House and out of the administration.
Decency is on the ballot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You know, I'm embarrassed as an American to see this kind of stuff. I mean, I know it's there. I know it exists. There's a time and a place for it. It ain't there. It's not there. It's not out in public, operating under an American flag. You would do that stuff in a bar somewhere in Queens. Yet. And this, and the fact that America thinks it's cool, the liberals think it's cool. It's not. This ain't cool. And if you have a child that's like that and doing that, your child is mentally ill. I have news for you.
And chances are, so are the parents.
Right. Get help.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's only going to fester. And people that go... And go that first step, like a bearded creature wearing a dress, okay? what's the next step with somebody like that, that they're going to do on their own? Because they're being rewarded for this type of behavior. And like a dog that wants a pat on the head, they're going to do something additionally stupid. What is it? They're going to molest a child? I'm sorry. They're going to have sex on the sidewalk in front of their house?
Well, they already, in the public library.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is the next step in their quest for notoriety?
Well, we bore witness to anal sex on the, I believe it was the House or the Senate side, on the tables there. Remember that ordeal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When two guys got caught.
Yeah. Doing the thing. It's unbelievable because you wonder, where does it end? And I've watched so many movies over the weekend and all, and data on missing and exploited children. And I really was focusing on that this last weekend because I needed subject time. So I needed something I could sink a day into, a day and a half. And after having Craig Sawyer on the show, it really hit a trigger with me. You know, so it's, we have so many fights going on at once.
And by the way, thank you.
And we can't forget that
thank
fight.
Thank you for reposting Craig Sawyer's wins.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, absolutely.
On X. And folks, follow at Real Craig Sawyer on X or Twitter, whatever. But one more thing, I want to say this. I am so ecstatic because there's going to be news coming from SaveThem.org. If you remember Landon, the gentleman from Save Them, the international side of Shatter Ops and Russ's team, it's just fantastic news. We'll be addressing that at some point in the weeks to come. And I've got some exciting news. We have to work out the details, but folks, a little sneak peek, perhaps. I don't know if I can twist his arm, but maybe Randy Taylor will be in the studio. I don't know yet. But okay, so, but here's Craig Sawman Sawyer, at Real Craig Sawyer on X, and he's censored to death on X. But the victories they have made. God bless that man. I love that guy. I'll tell you what, RT.
Hey, that's a guy right there that has my respect. Yeah. I mean, this guy, you know, he's an ex-Navy SEAL. Come on. Yeah. Okay? This is one guy I wouldn't want going after my ass.
Well, Eric the Tech and I met him at a quasi-training thing, five months ago. And I'll tell you what, he scared the crap out of me because we were doing things with weapons, and I don't know, Eric the Tech. Man, the guy's...
He's a big boy, and he's very well trained. And he is out there protecting children.
Yeah, yes.
You know, and just all you can do is one at a time, you know? And we are so, as a civilization, as a humanity, we are awful. We're awful because these people exist that hurt the children. And we're also awful because we're not demanding enough punishment and pain for these people. Instead, people are making excuses for them on why they have anal sex with small children. You know, I don't need to know why. There is no why, except that you're screwed up and you belong in the ground. That's it. I don't care. I don't even think you should be in jail. If you're caught raping a child, I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's proven that you raped that child. I'm not talking about a questionable trial and circumstantial evidence. I'm talking about, boom, absolutely no, there's no other possibility. And if you're caught child trafficking at all, I think that life in prison is one thing. I would just assume that they were executed because we're not giving out enough prison sentences that's deterring this kidnapping stuff at all. These people need to be put on notice. This needs to be like bringing a bag of weed into Thailand. You know what I mean? Or worse.
Remember the outrage of the caning incident in Singapore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the savagery.
Yes.
If you think about it, I watched a movie last night about a lady helping her brother who was in prison. And there was he thought that they were picking up drugs or something, bringing it back across the border into another state. Turns out it was a little girl. And the focus of the movie was his sister picked up the little girl and refused to turn the little girl over to the other captors in the next state. And it's just a great movie all the way through. It was a feel-good movie at the end because somebody stood up for the kids. Period. And that's what we all have to do. I'm haunted. I told it on the show before. I'm haunted by something that happened with me in Hawaii when I walked into a hotel room. Back when I used to do drugs. I walked into a hotel room to pick up some coke. And there were a bunch of kids in there. And I only asked one question. I said, where did all these kids come from? And the girl that was there, her name was Marnie. And she said, oh, they're runaways. We're trying to get them back home. And I just, it went in one ear right out the other. And it didn't dawn on me because there wasn't a big issue. I'd really never heard of child trafficking at that point.
Most normal people didn't, and
when it dawned on me later, and it's bothered me ever since. Yeah, I could have done something that day. And it was 10 or 12 kids in that room. And they were all, you know, about 8 to... The one little boy looked like he might have been 12. And I'm ashamed of myself for not having done something. I could have saved every one of those kids that day.
What would
you
have done?
I knew people back then. I was in the military. I got about a record day. You know what I mean? And I'm not above killing everybody in the room and getting them kids out of there. I just, when it's time to go and it's time to act, that's my problem. As soon as I said, if it's a matter of justification and a matter of I have to answer to the Lord for this. That's only two things.
You know,
and if I can check mark both of those, your ass is in the grass.
There you go, man.
Done. You are done. You are so freaking done. You don't even know it. You will be dead before you hit the ground.
But yet America is the biggest under Biden and really under Obama, the biggest trafficker of children on the planet. And this is only going bigger. By the way,
And that's one of the reasons that border's wide open, Doug.
Precisely. And folks, if we don't get to it, in the show notes, HagmanPI.com, under today's episode, there is an April 2023 interview with Tara Rodas. Alex Jones interviewing her. You've got to watch it. I'm telling you right now, she spills the beans on HHS, on DHS, on the border, what's going on there with respect to child trafficking. But I want to say this. I recall this and sharing war stories just briefly. When I was an operational asset for the FBI back in 1996, 97, I was wired up by the FBI going into a specific situation into this house slash business. But it was more of a it's a long story. But when I walked in there, and it was, they knew I was coming. It was a set appointment. And there were going to be arrests made that day at that moment when I walked in. And so there was a house and a detached structure that housed a specific business. I can't get into the details, but I walked into the house and on the couch were two guys going at it, if you know what I mean. And there were two children, and I'm going to say about 12-ish, in that same room. Now, they weren't involved in what was going on, but they were watching. So when I told the FBI what I saw in there, and they heard through the wire, they heard this. They did absolutely nothing. It was then I kind of started thinking, wait a minute, where are the priorities? Because, I'll just leave it there. But yeah. So, to your point, this just appeared yesterday. I just sent Eric the Tech the link. You know, you've got Texas, the state of Texas, banning transgender mutilation. Okay. So here's a report in the AP. I don't know if you saw this. This makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. The fact is this. A Texas doctor, a whistleblower for Texas Children Hospital, said, hey, despite the ban on this mutilation of minors for transgender, despite that, it's happening. It's happening within this hospital. And I'm looking at this right now. But the way the AP reports it is, this doctor is charged. By the way, he reported it as a whistleblower, redacted all of the HIPAA problem areas, and gave it to the proper authorities. What did they do? They arrested him and charged him for violating private patient information on transgender care. Okay. So he's saying, hey, these doctors are mutilating the kids, and he gets charged with a crime. What the hell is wrong with these prosecutors? Go ahead, sir.
I think most of it's because there's so much Soros has put so much money into the pockets of and into the campaigns of these various powerful prosecutors across the U.S. Because they're, as far as logic, it's out the window. It makes no sense. What's going on in New York? Just the very fact that there was a trial over nothing because there were no charges. You know what I'm saying? You don't start out with a trial and hope that charges form themselves. And then the instructions given to the jury. I mean, all of that is so outlandish, so bizarre, so... It was written by a kid with a crayon. You know, it makes no sense.
I love that characterization,
And they get away with it. That's the part that's killing me. There has to be an authority. Now, I know you've got the Supreme Court and all, but we're going to have to develop a way that there's some sort of an authority, be it, I wouldn't give it to Congress or the Senate. Those retards can't get out of their own way. But some sort of judicial authority that can unbench a judge in the blink of an eye.
Well, we do have that capability.
Yeah, it's called 357, but we all get in trouble for doing it.
my preference is a 44 model 27, yeah, but yes, okay.
We're here on the authority of 0.357.
Hey, 44 leaves a bigger hole. you're 100% right on all of this. Moving on here, because we're running out. I dominated this, and I apologize for you.
No, that's good. This is what the show is about, brother.
I want to show you this, okay? While the White House is suckling on the teats of these I can't.
And you have to admit, you have to admit on Twitter, you saw the guy nursing a baby.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Man, I almost dropped my phone. I thought that, you know, I was thinking, this is going to be like a play or something. No, it's for real.
Right.
They were nursing a baby, and they do it with a little hose and a little fake breast milk. And yep. And the father was standing right there, and the daddy, I think he had a beard, was sitting there, nursing a kid. And I'm like...
And these morons applaud that crap.
Yeah, and you think our kids are crazy. Gee, I wonder why.
Okay, I think what we need to do is some serious house cleaning. I really do. Okay, I'm telling you. And you know what? To the racial madness,
that crap.
Yeah, to the racial madness out there, you better be friggin' afraid, because I'll tell you what, when the shit hits the fan, we're coming for you.
Yeah, you'll be on the select list, the mandatory options.
That's right. I'm going to show you this. While they're playing whatever degenerate games they are in the White House, this is cut three. Here's what we're facing right now, and the red alarm bells are going off, or red lights are going off. Look, folks. Okay, this is we're being set up.
We're out of time.
No, we're not. You mean for the show?
No.
Oh, you mean for the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Slow in the uptake there, brother.
We're cruising right into oblivion at record speed.
Well, this is something... When I grabbed this, I was thinking about yours and mine, our conversations. Okay, folks, Randy Taylor and myself, we're on the same page pretty much 99% of the time.
Always have been.
Okay, exactly. And that man knows threats. The stuff he's sent over the years is just so mind-blowing. You know, I don't know if they're declassified or reclassified. I don't know. But I should put up some of the stuff you sent that would just blow people's mind in terms of the shipment of drugs and people into the U.S. But anyway, while we're talking about the, you know, fake boobs in the White House and the faggots in the White House and the lesbians in the White House and the inept lesbionic press secretary.
Chicks with dicks.
Yeah, there you go.
There you have it.
Hey, Michelle. It is what it is, right? Dangling participle.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father or Happy Whatever Day. You know, Happy Trans BS.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's cut three. This is Mayorkas, and you talk about a man that I believe is guilty of treason, and a man I believe that after being convicted in a trial of his peers should be executed. Okay, again, listen to what I'm saying. You arrest him, you charge him with treason, and if convicted, facilitate the appropriate punishment. This is a guy I believe is responsible for more deaths in this country than any other person. Maybe Fauci might win, but this guy, Mayorkas, is a piece of human trash. Watch this. This is cut three.
Do you share the assessment that ISIS could be exploiting vulnerabilities down at the border to attack at the United States? What's your sense of that?
Jim, we in the law enforcement community and the intelligence community have been speaking of a heightened threat environment, certainly exacerbated in the wake of the October 7th terrorist attacks against Israel. We've been speaking about the threat of domestic violent extremism, individuals already resident in the United States who are radicalized by foreign terrorist ideologies, false narratives, anti-government sentiments, personal grievances, and other phenomenon. We also have seen a growth in the foreign terrorist threat, and we have enhanced our screening and vetting accordingly.
Randy Taylor, did you notice how he slipped that in there about, you know, the domestic violent extremists who are anti-government. I'm anti-corruption, government, like you.
Okay. Absolutely.
But
this government went off track.
Yeah.
But we understand this. We're not saying, we don't believe in anarchy. Not at all. They keep painting it that way. That's not all. We just want the government that was established to work like it's supposed to and people to quit perverting it. Absolutely. That's the problem I have, is the perversion of our country, the perversion and denials of the U.S. Constitution to the people and for the people. They are changing and making the rules as they go. And that trial in New York, I'm telling you, I wish I was 20. I tell you guys this all the time. I wish I was 20 years younger. I would be down there raising hell in front of that trial. Absolutely. Mr. Trump, that President Trump has got my respect flat out. And I only pray, and I pray because I'm getting older and my health is crap. But I only pray that I can do something
fix
for that,
by the way,
for that man. You know,
I know.
I want to do something for him. He has poured his soul into doing something for this country, and you just don't see that. And anybody that do that, I get behind you. I may not be worth much, but I get behind you. I'll be right there. And then that's where I'm at. Something's got to give. I think Trump needs to make a move before the election somehow, some way. I want to see what comes back from the Supreme Court. There's a lot of things can happen here in the next couple of months. A lot of things. All right. Look at it. We're in 19 June.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
19 June, ladies and gentlemen. We're already half in the bag here.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got two more Mayorkas clips, okay? Both very short. One's 23 seconds, one's just over a minute. This is cut four, okay? And let this sink in, folks. Again, while they're entertaining faggots and lesbians and people who don't know what sex they are and mentally ill people, because decency, Joe Biden is on the ballot. Okay, while Mr. Potato Head is over there eating ice cream and sniffing the Pope, here's Mayorkas again on CNN. Says, hey, you know what? We made the determination to let eight suspected ISIS-K terrorist into the country. Oh, how friggin' sweet of you, you piece of shit. Here, watch this.
We had eight individuals of concern as to whom we did not have derogatory information when first encountered at the border. We made determinations in the service of our law enforcement objectives, in the service of our highest priority to keep the American people safe and secure, to take immigration enforcement action, and that is indeed what we did.
Randy Taylor, can you translate that from Mayorkas?
He's saying that after they let 7 million bad guys in, they saw eight that looked like they could possibly be bad as well, and they moved on them.
But, so we're safe. No. They let them in, and then they call up the FBI and said, hey, guess what? We let these guys in.
It was just a notice, you know. They're running around somewhere. It's a joke. When you watch Mayorkas and any kind of hearings or anything like that, look at that picture. Look at that guy. He is in charge of Homeland Security. That right there should be enough to alarm you. Look at the guy.
He looks like he just got boofed.
I'll leave that one alone. He looks like he's getting boofed. I just listen to him when he talks, and he is full of shit. He is. It just reeks from him, and I don't understand. I don't get any of these guys. How do they sleep at night? The government must have something on them.
When you say material. The government, are you referring? You're talking about? No.
Well, I'm talking Obama's probably got. Remember, I'm still one of those guys that believes. There's the Hoover files.
I know.
J. Edgar, I know they're out there. They didn't just disappear.
Well, remember the Hillary Clinton file gate with Craig. What was that? That idiot's their security. Craig Livingstone.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that? The 900 files found in the closet?
Yeah. These people have no business being in charge of our security.
No, they don't.
And that guy right there, he wouldn't, part of doing your job is sometimes telling the boss that they're wrong. He would never do that. He kisses so much ass that it's unbelievable. That's the only reason he still has a job. He's a yes man. He's never been a no man or, hey, we should discuss that man. No, he's a yes man. He is useless. Absolutely useless, and he's a criminal on top of that. And you could tie him into so many conspiracies when you just look at our immigration system and how it's failed. It's failed so bad that people should be charged. People should be indicted. That's how pissed poor our immigration system is.
Well, okay, going with that because of time, here's a minute clip. This is cut five. Think of Rachel Marin. Think of all the other unnamed individuals who have been raped, savagely raped, brutalized, murdered, or those who have been victimized by these illegals who this piece of crap allowed in, who Biden allowed in, and who the do-nothing rhinos have allowed in this uniparty system that's so corrupt. But here, this one sent me to the moon. This clip. Randy Taylor, buckle in. Watch this.
I do want to ask you about the murder of this Maryland mother that has been in the news. It's gotten a lot of attention. She was killed last year. An undocumented immigrant was just arrested in her death last week. He's suspected of multiple crimes since he crossed the border illegally in early 2023. Obviously, you know, we know that the studies show that undocumented immigrants don't commit more crimes statistically than native-born U.S. citizens. But what do you say to critics who blame the administration for allowing something like this to happen? Yeah, obviously, this is something that you hear in right-wing media all the time.
Jim, first and foremost, of course, our hearts break for...
Do you like that pause? Eric the Tech. I mean, seriously. Yeah, he should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish that.
The children, the family, the loved ones, the friends of the individual who was murdered, the woman, the mother. Jim, a criminal is responsible for the criminal act. The criminal who committed this heinous act should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, and forcefully so. That is my response.
Mayorkas may as well have driven that guy who crossed the border not once, not twice, not three times, but four times after killing a woman in El Salvador. Mayorkas might as well have driven that guy to where Rachel was killed.
We need to shut the border down. It needs to be shut down, and the military is going to be there to prop it up. I think if we indeed have an election, if indeed President Trump does get in office, I think priority one is going to be to finish the border wall. And I do believe if he had any sense, I would bring U.S. Army units down.
Give them I'll tell you what. You and me will go down with our weaponry. With the military, we'll back them up. But okay, to
I mean, just put it out. If you're caught crossing this border illegally, you will be shot.
Absolutely.
And people go, oh, but they're women and children. Then don't come over.
Yeah, there you go. How simple is that?
Yeah, we're just telling you. If you decide to break the law, we decided to punish you and send you to your maker right there, right then. I don't care if your kids are starving. Okay, go in through a booth. They'll probably get fed right there.
Yeah.
Sold them over until they can get you into a camp.
Well, okay.
If you're going to come illegally, I'm sorry, Doug. I don't care. Men, women, so I don't care who they are. If they're coming in illegally, they need to be shot.
And again, I agree
you because I'm a Christian, but I also believe in protecting our homeland.
Well, look what happened after Biden. Or look at this chart. This is from Conservative Treehouse. ICE non-detainer docket complements a Conservative Treehouse. You can read the article. It is page one in the show notes of Hagman PI. Check this out, Randy. Okay, so here's the article. ICE non-detainer docket on pace to hit 8 million active cases this year. Now, this, is, of course, is a consequence of CBP-1. And as well as the captures or people turning themselves in at the border. This does not include gotaways. Scroll down, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech, and focus in on this. Right there. Look at those numbers. Look at Randy Taylor. Go ahead and describe that to the radio listeners.
It's been steady since 2018. We're at 2.6 million These are ICE non-detained, okay? Non-citizens not held in ICE detention. In 2019, it goes to basically 3.3 million. Then in 2020, it dropped back to 3.3 million, okay? But the number's lower, that's what I'm telling you. In 21, it was going up again. In fiscal 2022, it went bananas. It went 4.8 million. But here's the real clincher. 2023, 6.2 million. And then 2024, we're only halfway through 2024. And the number is at 7.4 million. Let me stop and think about that. We know nothing about these people. Chinese, ISIS, Al Qaeda, the big drug rings that my mind just went blank. The cartels. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. I don't know how people sleep at night in border states. I really don't. I would be sitting on the porch with a shotgun. I would have so much security. I would know, oh man, I don't even know how they do it, Doug. And that's why I say that. And this is something that you don't want the citizens doing. You don't want them taking care of it. You've got to bring someone in to do it, and you don't have the manpower. So I think that the U.S. Army and U.S. Marines, they're in camp. They're in garrison right now. In bases all over the United States, all over CONUS. They can move these people into sections and just tell these guys, and just give them, these are your rules of engagement, okay? Boom. If they're coming this way, as soon as their feet hit shore on our side, pop them. Terminate them. And have make sure there is no misunderstanding that everybody in Mexico and that they know if you don't use the gate, you're going in a box. And I'm sorry. I hate to say that. But how am I being a non-Christian or by telling you need to use the gate? How? Tell me, you know? That's the only solution I know. Use the gate.
Right.
Because if you're coming and crawling up on a beach somewhere in Texas, you just crossed the Rio Grande. The very first thing you did in a homeland, in a beautiful country that you are begging to be a part of, the first thing you did was break the law.
Yeah.
First time you walked in the country, you broke the law.
Yeah.
You couldn't even use a gate. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
And Biden, first 100 days, 94 overturns, executive orders overturning President Trump, his border security. And now we're faced with mass deportation. Look, we can do that. I will drive a bus. Mm-hmm. I'll volunteer to drive a bus.
I'll process paperwork, whatever.
Exactly. Or, you know, I can't fly a plane, but I certainly can...
We'd be good at, Doug. It's just tracking them down to where the troops could bag them.
Let us loose, man.
We could track every one of them one way or another. It's just a little different methodology on that, but we can do it.
Yeah. I got my wrist slapped a couple of times for my methodology, but, hey.
The good thing is with them, if you find one, you generally find nine more in the same house, so... Sometimes it's a home run.
I remember 15 years ago knocking on the door in Queens, and a Chinese guy opened the door, and there were like 15 or 20 Chinese in their underwear eating ramen noodles.
Okay,
and I had to gouge. I was going to gouge my eyes out, man. I didn't expect that.
You can't unsee it.
No, you know, wow. I'm serious, man. There was a language problem. I wanted to use the guy's cell phone, and it was all in Chinese.
Yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable at all telling him maybe we need a few more gates. I don't think so.
No.
But But if we could trade
bullets.
Yeah, exactly. If we could trade that 7.4 million and get it knocked down to a controllable number. But right now, really, we need, and I'm telling you, we need to just shut it down. Okay, and clean up the mess we have so far.
That's what we need to do. Biden's taking care of it.
Oh, that's my boy there. Yeah,
he's taking care of it.
Yeah, this is the one that wanted to take Trump behind the woodshed, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And he used to fight a gangster, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Corn pop. He's a bad dude. Brother, you know, look, man, I didn't mean to really dominate today, but
this is beautiful.
I'm gonna be vibrating for the rest of the day because I am so pissed off at the way things are going.
Yeah. It's that feeling of helplessness. That doesn't help, you know, that's no good. We're helpless to a point.
But you know, everything that we said today, obviously, we're talking, you know, for those people out there who want, because I get, if you only knew the stuff we get here, you were threatening the overthrow of the government. Really? Yeah. Are you serious? We're talking about doing things within the Constitution and writing this country. Correcting this country to going back to a constitutional republic.
And we've always encouraged a peaceful solution. But when we talk about violence, that's not because of anything that we're formulating. That's because we're smart enough to keep our fingers on the pulse of the American people.
Yeah.
And if you're doing your due diligence if you worked at the FBI or worked at wherever and you were doing your due diligence, the truth is not what your boss tells you the truth is. The truth lies among the people. And you've got to go out there and people don't, if you want to see what's going on, don't go onto Twitter and just put likes on people that think like you. Put likes on people that are opposed to you and get the real feel of what's going on out there. Even it out.
Interesting concept.
You know what I mean? Because to do a correct analysis, you need both sides of that story. A third side, if it's possible. But there's always two sides to any debate.
In my view, the correct and then the incorrect side. Right. Yeah.
Like our way or the highway. What do you got? But you know, this is we're not anywhere near being finished with this mess.
No.
It's just going to get started. There's going to be something. They're going to try and lock us down.
Absolutely. I'm telling
you, they are going to try and lock us down. And I'm going to say they're going to try that in August. I just think they will. And we can't do it, folks. We need to just tell them to shove it.
I think people are over it. I really do. I think enough people are over that. By the way, real quick, I watched the entirety, 2.5 hours or whatever. If I mention this, I apologize, of the Homeland Security Committee on the origins of COVID-19. And you talk about a cluster, you know what? Okay. Rand Paul questioning. There was Dr. Quay, there were four individuals, two saying, oh, it was naturally occurring, two saying, my butt, it was naturally occurring. But the truth is starting to come out on a number of things. But the American people are not going to take any more crap. I'm not. But by the way, in my closing comment here, I want you to have the rest of this time, the 7 minutes. My closing comment is, you know, right now, what you see today in this platform, okay, we have not even begun to fight. We are going to fight. And I want everyone out there. Steve Bannon is supposed to report to prison on July 1st, okay? And they want to send... In fact, real quick, this is like a real quick video. Cut one, Aaron Burnett. This is about Steve Bannon. And I want everyone... The reason they're going after Bannon is because he has really impacted the election. The people out there, he's informed the people. He's at the tip of the spear among other very high profile people. But play clip one and watch the glee in Erin Burnett as she talks about Steve Bannon's fate. Go ahead.
Breaking news, Steve Bannon denied his request for the so-called Club Fed when he's forced to report to prison. Sources telling CNN that the longtime Trump ally will not get a cushy prison assignment. but is likely to serve time in a Connecticut prison where he could be placed with violent criminals and sex offenders, a prison that does not have individual cells, but rather an open pod layout for inmates. And CNN is learning tonight that there is also a chance Bannon could be sent to New York City's infamous Rikers Island.
I've been to Rikers. I'm going to tell you what, it's no day at the beach. Sometimes you're more afraid of the guards than the inmates. Not as an inmate, by the way. I was an investigator doing interviews. But they want him dead. They want us dead.
The government is scared right now because they know that people listen to us. Steve Bannon, okay? Bongino. Bongino's probably better staying in sight, safe in sight. Alex Jones, I look for them some way, somehow, to imprison Alex. They're going to come after Mr. Hagman here. They're going to come after me. But there's people that are in the circle that they don't want us out before November just because we can sway votes. We're realistic. People listen to us. We don't lie to the people. This, if you're going to follow a platform, this is a really good platform to follow because we stay and keep it honest. We don't, if we're not sure about something, and we show it to you, we will tell you we are not sure about this. We want to show it to you, but this is going to be a pending investigation. That's what you get from us. Not like, oh, wow, here you go, boom, 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 look at this. We don't do that, okay? And we encourage you to please email. You email me anytime you want, rt@hagmanpi.com, okay? rt@hagmanpi.com. If you're on Twitter, by all means, @RandyTaylor_USA. Okay, no dots in that one. @RandyTaylor_USA. Please follow us. And what I'm doing is I like to take the shows and throw them on Twitter just to let people know that that's what's going on. We do get a little response from it. And I can tell that because they come back and say, hey, great show. We have some of the people that are diehard loyalists with us. We love you. We appreciate you. Help us build our base. Okay? And when I say build our base, it's so we can communicate. We really, really are going to go into dark times here. Very dark times. And there's safety in numbers. You know what I mean? We have to have some sort of methodology to what we're going to do, how we're going to respond, because they're not coming at us with a gentle knock on the door. Okay, people they want to take down, they're going to try and take down hard. If you've ever seen a U.S. Marshal take down, it's pretty hard. If you saw what they did at Roger Stone, it can get worse than that. Okay, and Roger Stone's that thing at his house was uncalled for, childish, and he was very undeserving of that.
So was Navarro.
You could have called these men and just told them, and they would have been there. But to humiliate them, throw them down, all this, you know what? If that's what you get off on, there's something wrong with you. You shouldn't be in law enforcement. Read your Constitution. Look up things they call the Bill of Rights. Okay? Educate yourself. If thugs, educate yourself. Because if you're against us, if you're against us, you're wrong. You're dead ass wrong.
Period.
Absolutely dead ass wrong. And you remember that because you're the one that has to go to sleep at night and you're the one that one day is going to answer to your maker. But you better make sure, if you think you're right, you better make sure you're 100% right. And I tell you right now, you're wrong. And then you could, you know what, you could help and turn this country around and get it on the path that it's supposed to be on. And all we asked for, we're not coming at you with guns and saying it better be conservative in the White House next time. No. You know all we ever asked for? All we ever asked for was a fair count election night. What you guys did and what you allowed and what you failed to prosecute and persecute is those violations on election night. That's what we have a problem with. That's what we have a problem with. You know why? Because if you're cheating there, where else are you cheating? I'll tell you where you're cheating. We're watching these activist judges, and you're allowing them to be arresting guys like me and Doug. You should go and arrest the judges. They're the ones breaking the law, making it up as they go. That's not my country. Shame on you. You're violating your oath. If you reported for work this morning for the FBI, you're violating your oath. Let me tell you what. This is the real deal. Hagman Coffee. Please go to the website. It helps the kids. And you folks that do, help us, support us. Thank you, and God bless you.
Man.
My friend, thank you. God bless you. I love you, man.
Back at you, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to send him a message, follow him on Twitter, RandyTaylor_USA. And, of course, if you want to support us, there's a page there for doing so. God bless you, Randy. Thank you so much.
Right on, brother.